This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Pyongyang, North Korea today, where he is expected to meet with the leader, Kim Jong-un. All of this in preparation for a second summit with President Trump. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Secretary Pompeo told reporters traveling with him that trust building and setting the stage for the second U.S.-North Korea summit would be discussed on his trip to Pyongyang. The secretary spent Saturday in Tokyo, where he met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to brief him on the trip. Pompeo also confirmed he would raise the issue of Japanese abductees in North Korea during his visit. Following his day in North Korea, Pompeo travels south to Seoul for meetings with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
U.S. Senate has voted to approve Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court following weeks of controversy over sexual assault accusations. President Trump spoke with reporters about Kavanaugh.
He will be a great justice of the Supreme Court. People have thought that for 10 years. They thought he's just an extraordinary person, a great, great talent, and I think he's going to make us all very proud.
Senator Elizabeth Warren opposed Kavanaugh for the high court.
This is about raw, naked power. The people who have power and the people who intend that no one else will get that power.
Kavanaugh replaces retired Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 5.9 earthquake has shaken northwestern Haiti. There are no immediate reports of damage or injuries. Quake was centered about 20 kilometers off Haiti's coast. We'll keep you updated as that situation develops. This is VOA News. Search teams pulled bodies from obliterated neighborhoods in the Indonesian city of Palu, that is, as more aid rolled in, and the government said it was considering making devastated areas into mass graves. Indonesian Red Cross doctor Hidayat Abdul said aid is arriving in some of the many devastated communities in remote areas of Indonesia's central Sulawesi province, more than a week after it was hit by a powerful earthquake and a subsequent tsunami.
We are the first men here because at the first time after the disaster in this central Celebes, the assessment are focused on Palu.
The death toll has climbed now to 1,649, at least 265 people still missing, though it is said the number could go higher. Interpol has formally requested information about its missing leader from China, where the Chinese national Meng Huangwei seemingly disappeared on a trip home. Interpol said it used law enforcement channels to submit its request about Meng's status in Beijing, citing concerns about his well-being. China has not yet commented. Hundreds of people demonstrated in Paris to back the private humanitarian ship Aquarius that rescues migrants who are making the dangerous voyage to Europe across the Mediterranean Sea. The Aquarius operator is urging European governments to find a new flag for the ship after Panama's maritime authority removed its registration. The aid group without a flag, the ship will have to stay in port. International Organization for Migration says 1,741 migrants have drowned at sea this year trying to cross the Mediterranean. One of the EU's leaders has said that both sides are getting closer to making a deal on Britain's EU exit, also known as Brexit. Amid reports, the two sides are starting to find common ground on the fraught issue of the Irish border. AP's Karen Chamas reporting now from London.
Whilst last month negotiations stalled as EU leaders rejected British PM Theresa May's proposal for post-Brexit economic relations, deeming it unacceptable, recently European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker commented that the rapprochement potential between both sides has increased in recent days. Officials have been meeting behind the scenes before an upcoming key summit in Brussels, as EU leaders say there needs to be major progress at the meeting for there to be a deal before Britain leaves the bloc on March the 29th. Juncker said a no-deal Brexit would be bad for both Britain and the EU. Karen Chamas, London.
You can get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.